expressed this kind of feeling through his poem. He's always, you know, crying with people. He's always full of tears in his eyes. That is in the stage of form is form. He was a completely good friend of children and poor people. And sometimes, you know, once in a while, very learned scholar. He himself was a very learned scholar. But his practice is always in the form of its form, rather than emptiness is emptiness. Example? To be completely the friend of people is form is form practice. And emptiness is to help people in, you know, to give big encouragement to people, or to force some people, you know, to attain enlightenment. If you attain enlightenment, you will not suffer so much, you know, with big slap. That is more Rinzai way, you know. The sort of way is not to say this is Zazen, or you should attain enlightenment. We do not say so. We will be completely with the friend of ordinary people. We take form of various, you know, if you know, you see a woman is suffering, he will be a woman. You know. If he see, like Bodhisattva in Avalokiteshvara, that is more practice of form, his form.
Said that we cannot really talk to
you in that way. Yeah.
And yet that is the sort of way.
Yes. You know, if you try to, you know, follow a sort of way without without having this kind of true experience of Zazen, you know. Even though you give, you know, people something special, that will not help. Unless you have real quality, after you get going through thoughts, you know, practice of form is emptiness, and emptiness is form, and emptiness is emptiness, and then form is form. Then you can help people. But even though, you know, form is emptiness, you know, but if you don't if you do not have real experience of actually form is emptiness, you know, then you cannot help people even though you have a lot of money to help. That is what I say. Hi. I vow to save all sentient beings. And sentient beings are numberless, you know. I vow to save them. So, it means we will continue our practice forever. In short. Because there is no other way, you know. It is not a matter of I will help or I will not help you. There is no choice, you know. The only way is to continue to help others. That's all what we can do. And that way is the only way which continue forever. Do you understand? To help sentient beings is to continue our practice through Zazen practice, as I explained, you know. That is, you know, to help sentient beings, to save sentient beings.
Does the doctor or psychiatrist help sentient beings?
Sometimes you may need him, you know. But he will not save you, you know, in its complete sense. So we cannot, you know, help people in its complete sense, actually. But we are no. We will continue, you know, incessantly to help people, even though our way is not complete. There is some slight difference. We should know that there is no complete remedy for sickness. No complete remedy. If you know that, you can discuss with psychiatrist. No. He may help you, but if you think he will help you completely. It means that you are a big burden for him, you know. Okay. Hi.
Is enlightenment a complete remedy?
No.
Why not?
Why not? Do you think, I said, you know, there is no complete remedy. To think there is some complete remedy is delusion, you know. Cannot be so. Even Buddha cannot help, you know, in its ordinary sense, in its dualistic sense. He will help us, you know. We are enlightened being without being helped. When, maybe you can say in this way too. Even because we are not perfect, we are Buddha. You may say so. If you think you are perfect, you know, that is delusion. Perfect one is not, cannot be someone, you know, some special person who has almighty power, you know. That kind of you know, that is just idea of something, idea of God, you know, the idea of God, but not real God. So toilet paper may be God, you know, in this sense. So, you know, toilet paper or flower or everything is God. If you understand toilet paper with some idea, you know. But in reality, God is God because He is beyond our conceptual world. The merit, you know. I don't know what do you mean by merit, you know. Yeah, maybe so. But as Bodhidharma said, no merit, you know. No merit is merit. So we have to get through the idea of no merit before we discuss what is merit. No merit means to believe in the strict rules of cause and effect. Even Buddha must suffer his karma, you know. If, as long as he is historical Buddha, you know, he must suffer his own karma. But because we couldn't satisfy the idea of Buddha as historical Buddha, we, you know, started to have deeper idea of Buddha, you know, like Sammakaya Buddha or Dhammakaya Buddha. So, you know, scripture tells us, if you read, you know, scripture without having any idea of Zazen practice, you know, it looks like, you know, some myths or, you know, maybe Bodhisattva is someone who has miraculous power, you know. But actually it is not so. Those sutra is based on, you know, deep understanding of our practice. That is why, without any contradiction, they can describe Buddha's miraculous power. It looks like very mystic, you know, a kind of myth, but we cannot criticize it, you know, because it is based on very profound philosophy and very deep experience of Zen practice. You cannot criticize it. That is, you know, why Mahayana Sutra is, that is why Lotus Sutra is called King of the, all the Sutra. Okay. Disease is, you know, if you pick up, you know, some painful, you know, part of your body, you know, thinking that here is disease, you know, that is disease in its usual sense. You know, if you have headache here, and I have disease here, but why your head is painful is not just because of your disorder of your head, brain, you know. And it means that disorder of your whole body. And our organic system of body, you know, try to control, or try to have more, you know, a smooth, harmonious, you know, living activity. So that is why we have pain here, you know. But that is not because this part is in disorder. But maybe your timing is not so good, you know. Maybe you didn't sleep well, you know. So even though you cut off, you know, you have operation on your head, I don't think it will help completely. Unless you, you know, you should find out in what way your natural, you know, organic activity is going. When you realize this point, actually, even though you have, you know, to have pain is not a disease, you know. Still, you are in right order. To pain, if you are not painful, you know, when you should be painful, that is disorder. So even though you have operation here, you know, you think for fire, it is the remedy. But actually, your cause of, you know, trouble, it still remained as before. So I don't think disease, we say, but it is not so simple, you know, like mechanics. So to some extent, I think when we are ill, we should be patient, you know, patient enough to suffer. After you suffer pretty long time, you know, you will understand your physical condition better. And you will find out perfect remedy for it. So in this sense, I think no one is completely healthy. Everyone is sick, you know, sick people. If you say disease, you know. If we say, you say, you are sick person, all of us are sick people, I think. So the point is to find out, to understand your physical condition is very important, rather than to be caught by idea of disease. For instance, you know, the stomach is very is very closely related to your head, you know, a brain. So when your mind become calm, your tummy will be healthier without having operation on your tummy. when you think you have disease here, I think you are actually creating disease here. It will make your tummy weak, you know, by concept of disease. But if you understand yourself better, and if you know how to control your mind, it will be a great help to your physical condition. For instance, you know, most people, when you are young, when they are young, they have weak stomach, you know. When they become 50 or 60, I don't know why, they will not suffer their stomach so much. For instance, I was very weak, you know, my tummy was very weak. And doctor told me to have operation on my tummy to cut off part of it. And my friend, you know, who live near my temple, had also bad stomach, you know. And he had operation, and he told me, you should go and have operation. He cut off half of, one third of my tummy, and I feel very good, he said. So I thought, if it is possible for him to cut off one third of his tummy, you know, I thought tummy isn't such a subtle thing, even though doctor cut off, you know, one third of the tummy, it doesn't matter for the tummy of patient. If it is so strong, maybe better not to be better not to have operation. It doesn't make much difference, I thought. It means that, you know, our tummy is so strong. So I didn't have operation. And the doctor saw me whenever I was weak, you know. Was amazed, you know, why I, why I am so, why I have so, why I could survive, you know, without having operation. I don't know why. But soon after that, we started building our, mending our temple. And I became so busy that I forgot all about my tummy problem. And now, my tummy is not so strong, but I have no problem, you know, with my tummy. But I have a problem of cough, you know. So I always tell them, to tell people, even though your tummy is so strong, you cannot give your tummy to other people after you you don't want, when you don't need it, you know. In other words, after you die, you cannot give your dhamma to other person. So if your dhamma is strong enough, you know, to give you some nourishment, you know, until you die, it may be all right. So, you know, the nature. So, you know, the nature, some natural order is more important than to have some strong, you know, to have some strong remedy for it. Leave it like that, you know, and let it survive as long as possible. So, if our body is always in, you know, some harmony, I think it is good enough. One more question? One more question, please.
When we try to practice hard in the city, where we have a lot of freedom, it seems that sometimes we can become caught by our own way and become too narrow.
Limit ourselves too much by trying to practice hard in our own way. Mm-hmm.
What should we do?
In the city, you know, our way looks like very narrow, you know, narrow approach. But actually, it is not so. It is basic, you know. Our practice is directed to the basic problem we have, you know, always. So, you cannot compare our practice to some other ways of life, you know. It is necessary for you, for some time, maybe, to be caught by narrow idea of practice, which is not actually narrow, but if you are concentrated on some on our practice, eventually you will find out that it's not narrow, that was not narrow practice. But before you find out true meaning of our practice, you may think this is narrow practice. So even though you think you are caught by a narrow idea of practice, I think you should continue it without some conviction. With some conviction, excuse me. Without any doubt. Thank you very much.